Welcome back, Sports to the Max, 807 and change. We're getting a fixin' from the Vixen, man. They are in studio in a big way. Minnesota Vixen, our football team, they play right now during the spring and the summer. Here's the catch. Here's what's different. It's an all-female team. They wear the same pads, the same helmet, and, man, they lace it up. And it's tackle football. It's for real. Joining us in studio tonight to talk about just that, Emily Sundberg. She's played for the team. She's now an assistant coach and general manager. Julia Burkstaller, rookie wide receiver and defensive back. Jessica Geisman, in her third season as linebacker, currently in the IR. We'll get to that in a minute. And Cynthia Red Bryant, 16-year veteran, team captain, plays on the defensive and the offensive line. There's only one Red.
Exactly.
In the league. And she means business. How are you, Red?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good.
And she's the best.
She can play a little, huh?
Oh, yeah. When I used to play, I hated practicing against her because she would beat me up.
But even in practice?
Yeah, practice.
Is she one of those that, I mean, there is no time off? If you're playing, you're playing. It's game on?
We beat each other up back then. But you know what? Going against her, I knew in games, be nothing because she's the best.
Because the workout was so intense,
oh, yeah.
Huh?
If I could beat her, I could beat anybody.
How's this team look this year?
We're looking good. We've got a lot of rookies. Got another great rookie class this year.
Well, Julia's a rookie.
Yes, that's right.
Now, tell me how you found the Vixen, how the Vixen found you, and how you were interested in playing some.
Well, I actually was just looking. I had a lot of free time on my hands, and I figured I'd want to join a team, you know, get back, because I played sports in high school.
You mean
and
some kind of a team, just a sports team?
Yeah,
exactly. You didn't know which kind?
Yeah, and I knew that I always wanted to play football, so I just actually just kind of Googled it, and I found them. I just said Minnesota football, and I found them first, and there was tryouts, I think, in a week, so it worked out perfectly.
So where did you grow up? What were you doing at the time?
I actually grew up Colorado and South Dakota, and so I came up here for school. So I was up here for college, and
what
I had
college?
Already graduated. I went to Bethel University.
You went to Bethel?
Yeah.
Steve Johnson, the coach out there, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. And actually,
so you're sitting there, and you probably went to some of their games, huh?
I went to a couple, yeah. I was very busy. I worked full-time while I went there, so I was staying busy, so that's why I had so much free time on my hands when I graduated, and then I found this team.
And you went and tried out? What's the process like once you decide you want to?
Basically, you know, you kind of go and you run through these drills, and you see all these really athletic people around you, and it's pretty intimidating, but everyone's so friendly, and they're so welcoming, and so it makes you feel at home.
Right,
and
before they take your head off,
Yeah, exactly. But we're not in pads then. Luckily, they kind of ease you into the getting the pads and the tackling and stuff, so they get you to like them first, and then they tackle you.
Jessica, you're on the IR with an ACL.
I am.
Why bother to play if you might tear your ACL?
Because there's nothing I'd rather do.
Really?
Yeah. I have the full support of my family, my two boys. They love being able to say mom plays football.
And, how old are they?
Almost 16 and 11.
Come on.
Yep.
And they come out to your games?
They sure do. They help with the team all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Red and I actually coach my youngest son's football team during the fall.
And he's got a team. What city is he in?
The White Bear Lake Youth Football Program.
Sure. Sure. So mom comes out and she actually plays. That's a little bit different.
It is.
How do you like coaching?
I love it. It's so much fun seeing all the boys improve over time and get to know the game and get to love it. And to be a part of that is just amazing.
Really? They actually was very excited to have two women. And they want us to come back and be the head coach. We had her brother-in-law actually was the head coach, and we're their assistant. I did a defense. She did the offense. But next year, this coming up year, they want us to be the head coach and stuff. It was very—
You're gonna throw him out?
Well, no, he could come back too, but it was just very inviting for these young boys to look up to us. And we actually suited up one time and came to their practice. They were excited. Like, they couldn't believe it. So it was great.
Did a little technical teaching for them and demonstration kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. The defense was off the chain. Unstoppable.
Really?
We were unstoppable.
16 years, Red. Why keep playing? Doesn't your body say, hey, this is enough?
No, not yet. And last year I actually thought it would, but I just couldn't give it up. I love it.
What do you love about it?
well, getting better, and then competing with these young ladies like Julia here.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
What do you tell them when they come out for the team and they say, well, I don't know what this is about. I just know I want to participate.
Well, I tell them if you can take a hit and get up and keep going, then this is a sport for you. If you got a lot of aggression that you want to get out and you want to get out here and smash and hit them in the mouth, then this is a sport for you. But if you can't take a hit or give a hit, then I would just go play pickup basketball.
Julia, you nodded your head when you said a lot of aggression. Get out. Where does the aggression come from? Where does the aggression get rid of?
Well, I'm actually a social worker, so a lot of it's just kind of self-care, I guess. You know, like the frustrations of the job, it's so nice to go sometimes to practice after work and just hit somebody and get away with it. And it's way, way better than I thought it would be. I thought I was going to get killed and pummeled out there because I'm pretty small. So it's I've learned so much about the game and the mental toughness, not just the physical toughness, but the mental toughness of the game.
What about the technical side of it? When you learn, you know, 11 players, and you're diagramming plays, did that surprise you?
I mean, it did surprise me. I've followed football all my life. I'm a huge football fan, but I think that I was so surprised that every little thing was planned out. Every little thing about how low you are, everything.
You got to know everything.
Exactly, and you have to know every position. You need to know what they're doing over on the other side of the field while you're doing something else. And it's way more of a team a sport. You know, I guess like I played basketball, but you could have that one star player who carried the team. I mean, it was difficult, but you could do that. But with this team, you need everyone on point. You need everyone doing their job.
And they better know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Lou Holtz was speaking. I told this story the other night. He was speaking, and he said, his first year at Notre Dame as the coach, he says, and we're struggling a little bit, but we're finally beating a team, and we're beating them good. And he says, we've called 386 SP pass. He says, I understand that nobody in the audience knows what 386 SP pass means, but what I didn't understand was that my quarterback had no idea what it meant. Through the interception. Oh, Emily, how do you recruit players?
You know, that's a great question. We have a booth at the Minnesota State Fair. We get a lot of players that way. We've got.
So you set it up, and does it take them a while to kind of figure out what the booth is about?
Yeah, they walk by and they're kind of, what's this? And they
flag football,
Powerpuff type thing. And we have our players staff the booth, so people walking by can see what the players actually look like, and we answer questions. It's a great thing at the State Fair. You know, we look for athletes. You know, there's not a place for young girls to play football. I mean, they can play on boys' teams, but there's not very many who do that. So we look for athletes. We've got a lot of basketball players, softball, track and field, soccer. We've got a great coaching staff that we can teach you. Just like Julia said, thinking that you know how to play football, but actually really knowing how to play, it takes the coaches, it takes veterans, and we're there to teach the players how to play. So we look for potential.
What previous sport skill set is most conducive to having success as a football player?
You know, I never played basketball, but we've got a lot of players who come from basketball.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
You have quite a few cheerleaders, too.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yep.
Where do you get your quarterback from?
She was a softball player.
Softball.
Yep.
Pitcher?
Yep. She actually was fast.
Did she throw it a little better?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh.
We've got two outstanding quarterbacks that we go back and forth, and one of them, she's an incredible fast pitch.
Yes.
Pitcher, and she broke somebody's hand at practice.
She threw it underhand or overhand?
Oh. Over. She can chuck it hard. It's amazing.
If you catch her ball, if you catch her football, it's you better catch it right or something's going to break.
But, you know, really? For players that we look for every single body type because Julia, she's tall and skinny. She would be terrible playing line. Red, she's thicker and, you know, I'm not saying anything bad.
A beast.
She is a beast.
Red that said that.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, she probably would not be a very good wide receiver. So we need everybody shape and size and everybody can find a spot on the team.
Okay, so what do, when you tell people that you play football, what is the reaction? I'm going to ask that question to all of you when we come back. The Vixen are in studio. Female football, the pads on, all out. That's right. Stay with us.
From the Land O'Lakes studio in downtown Minneapolis, this is News Radio 830 WCCO.
Welcome back, Minnesota Vixen in studio. Female football, tackle football. That's what they do. That's who they are. Cynthia Red Bryant, what's the reaction from people when you say you play tackle football? You've been answering that question a lot over the years.
Yes, I guess you would say, I would say they're not too surprised because of the way I'm built. They're more surprised of there is a team. I would think you played on a guy's team. And I'm like, no, it's all women.
All women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Emily, you're much smaller. What was the reaction when you were playing?
They kind of laughed and they kind of gave the, oh, like flag football, powder puff. That's when my husband would introduce me. Oh, my wife played football. If they didn't see me, they'd think, oh, she's a big burly woman. And then they see me and they're like, wait, she played tackle football? So I was pretty speedy, and so that was my outlet there.
Jessica, do you really like to hit?
I do. I love it. That's why I play linebacker.
What is it about hitting? What does point of impact mean to you?
I don't really know what it means to me, but what I've learned or come to learn is that the difference between men and women in tackling or, you know, hitting people would be men embrace the impact where women brace for impact. So kind of getting over that hump and learning how to embrace the impact has been a great challenge, and I really love every hit.
Julie, don't you worry about getting hurt?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's always a worry, but I guess the biggest thing I've learned is the more if you're bracing yourself for it, like Jessica said, that's when you get hurt. So if you put 110% into that hit and you go full force, like, you're not going to get injured. More likely when you're bracing yourself is when you're going to get hurt. So I just I try to get pumped up before every game. I try to just get to that point where I'm just really psyched and really ready to go, and I just hit my hardest.
Red, you've been 16 years. What's your most memorable moment, most memorable game?
Well, I have two. One, we played Toledo, and they punted the ball, and I caught it and ran it back for the touchdown.
You were a punt returner?
No, I was on the line. I was blocking, and it ended up coming in my hand, and everybody on the sideline.
They just didn't punt it very far.
Right. Okay. Actually, one of our players had blocked, got a little piece of it, and it ended up in my hand. Everybody on the sideline was, go down, go down. I was like, I'm gone.
No.
And
this was my moment.
I think
there were
five people hanging on her. It was one of the coolest
things. Drake five into the
Ran it down and won that game. And then
went for a ride.
I think my other one was when we played in Indiana. We played Indiana Speed, and I hit the girl so hard that they had to cut off her jersey and all that. She was done. Yeah, I popped her right on hard.
What happened?
And
they
had to check on the.
What happened to her?
Well, I hit her hard, and
she couldn't
breathe. Cut that and just
did
mashed
she go to the
her.
Hospital? Was she okay?
Yeah, they took her there.
How does the story end?
No, they took her there, and actually, they had to go and look at the replay to see if I did anything illegal or anything, and
did
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah,
like
then we had to be escorted off and had to separate or what, and we couldn't walk with them or nothing. No handshake at the end.
It was that volatile?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Were they talking trash after that kind of thing?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What was the most emotional win or loss you remember? Like after a game when it was just pouring out and everybody was
last one.
Was
year,
it a loss or a win?
A loss. Last year was hard, but when Emily retired, I played with a bum knee.
Yep.
Emily played with a broke wrist, and it was down to like, we had like 10 seconds. We got down to the 1 yard line. All we needed was the 2 yard conversion to go to the championship, and we missed it by an inch, and we just broke down. It was in Delaware. Mm-hmm.
You were in Delaware?
Yeah.
Wow.
We just broke down, and because we played so hard, and then to lose
so
it like
close.
That, so close.
And after all that, it's 1 inch, right? Isn't that something, how that happens?
Yes, and that's what happened last year. We got that close in an interception at the end of the game. And that is why I'm back. I could not leave incomplete again like that. We were down in Texas, and we're on the 12-yard line.
Who you playing? Texas, who, what team?
Arlington.
Arlington's team, okay.
Yeah. And was about to score, and we threw an interception. And now I could not go out like that.
We should have run the ball for that close.
No, they threw no. Oh, they got the interception. We threw the interception.
That's insane. You should have been running the ball that close.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, coaches call, though. What do you do? I mean, you win together, you lose together, and we got a strong team, and we got a lot of talent. And, I mean, we can do it this year.
But, like, there's tears shed after a game like that?
Oh, yeah. Your heart just breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, Emily, how do you fundraise to get down to a game like that in Texas? You take a bus? You fly? What do you do?
It's a great question. For playoffs, well, that game, most of us flew. Some people ended up driving that.
You're on your own kind of to get down there?
For playoffs, unfortunately, yes, you are. During the season, we take coach buses and things like that. But for playoffs, it's kind of on your own dime. But so, yeah, we have fundraisers. Just like on Monday, actually, we have a Buffalo Wild Wing in St. Paul off of Snelling that we're doing a fundraiser 4 to 10 p.m. We've got...
What will that entail?
It's just, I think, 10% of the sales go to the team to help with general fund type of thing.
And you got people there?
Yep, we'll have the Vixen there. You can meet us, take pictures, we'll sign autographs, things like that. We also have corporate sponsorships, like Northwestern Health Sciences University has been a great sponsor for us.
We've probably been a pretty good sponsor for them, too, indirectly,
yes,
right? You
actually,
send them right
yes.
back their way, right?
Yep. And they get great experience with their students. And let's see, we've got Coldwell Banker Burnett's been sponsoring us for 15 years. My husband, he's with Park Nicollet up in Maple Grove. He's a chiropractor there. We've got individual sponsors like Julia here. She's got a sponsor that's Pinnacle. Mm-hmm. And Red here has Plymouth.
Christian Youth Center, mm-hmm. PYC.
Mm-hmm. So there's options. There's many ways to help the team. You can just flat out donate money at mnvixen.com, or you can sponsor an individual like Julia Red here, or we've got corporate sponsorship options as well. That it's fantastic. It helps women's football in general. It helps the Minnesota Vixen. It helps us play the game that we love, and it's empowering women to play this game as well.
How has it changed your life being a part of this group for this many years?
We are a family. We call this the Vixen family, and the players, they call themselves sisters. And I have been involved with the program for 15 years, and people are like, why would you do that? And it's become part of me. It's kind of part of my identity. You know, I loved playing. It was so hard for me to walk away. I played 6 years and just had a ball. And I wanted to stay involved with the program, and I thought, well, you know, should I get on the management team? Can I coach? And so I kind of did both. So I wear a management hat. I'm the GM of the team, and I've coached the D-backs, running backs, wide receivers, special teams. I've been the offensive coordinator. I was the interim head coach for a while before we hired a head coach.
Who'd
they
you
asked
hire?
Me. He actually was our offensive coordinator last year. They asked me to stay on as a head coach, and I've got two young kids, and I just thought, you know, they deserve to have their mom. And being a head coach is a huge responsibility and time
plays?
Commitment. I did when
or
I was offensive coordinator. No, we don't let the quarterback. But she'd love to do that. When I was offensive coordinator years ago, she and I, we had a great relationship that we would go back and forth, and she'd say, you know, hey, I see this open over here. This isn't working. And so we'd work together. But now the head coach, he's also the offensive coordinator. He calls the plays. I'm up in the box, kind of the eyes in the sky, kind of helping.
Got the headset on?
Yep, got the headset on.
Take a break, come back. Much more to cover. The Minnesota Vixen, what do their boyfriends say about it? We'll ask them when we come back.
Sports to the max, now 7 to 9. News Radio 830 WCCO.
Welcome back, 836 and change. Minnesota Vixen in studio. Tackle football for females been going on for a lot of years here in the great state of Minnesota. Okay, Red, here's the white elephant in the room. Well, it's not as much a white elephant as it used to be. Some people would say, okay, I'm getting this picture in my mind. Is this a football team that's comprised mainly of lesbians?
And no, it's not. It's majority housewives, you know, cheerleaders, you know, women who have the desire to play, who've always wanted to play, and not just powder puff. So actually, you know, GLBT, the lesbians are minority. It's majority
of the
straight women.
Of the makeup of the
team. Of the makeup of the team, yes. So it's really open to anyone who wants to play. It's not about your preference or anything like that. It's about if you have a love for the game and you want to play, that's what we're doing here. You know, we're doing a little part of history. We're a little part of history. We have that under our belt. I mean, 16 years. We're the longest running team ever in the nation. Yeah, in the nation. We started here in 1999. We traveled around. This is the longest running team. There was one, I think, in Toledo. in Ohio, but it didn't run as long as this. This is 16 years, and it's not stopping. It's growing. It's becoming more. People are talking about it more, starting to see it more. Like, there's teams in Pittsburgh. There's teams in California. There's teams that's getting out there and being noticed by, you know, some NFL people, some, you know, getting on TV stations. And it's just, it's growing. And it's going to be something
special.
Tell
me about the first year. What did you think? How is it different today than it was that first practice?
Well, it's different today because you got people who are young ladies who are really coming out to play and taking it serious and have that drive.
What was the first year? Was it kind of like nobody really knew? You just showed up, or what was different?
Well, the first year you just showed up and you really didn't know what to expect from it. And then out of over 200 girls who tried out, 80 of us split in half, the Minx and the Vixen, and we went around.
Two teams.
And we traveled around and did a brainstorming tour and for people to buy in. And then after that year, you had people who stayed around and people who left and just was like, that was something to do. But the ones who stayed around really loved the game. And to learn the game is, you'll fall in love with it even more.
Did you see some crazy things that first year, though? Some people that didn't really know much about it, and they just kind of dipped their toe in the water, and you saw some things you've never seen since?
Oh, yes.
Like?
This is the craziest thing. I saw a girl standing on the sideline on our team, and when she wasn't in, she actually tried to light up a cigarette and smoke it on the sideline. We was like, what are you doing? And she was just standing, literally pulling out her uniform and lit it up. And yeah, we were like, what? Are you crazy? Yeah. It's just all sorts of memories that people were just, you had girls that was putting on makeup, you know, to go out there and play.
You said, don't need it, right?
Yeah, like lipstick. I mean, really getting all like dialed up. We're like, no, that's not. The cutest thing though I ever seen was an 84-year-old woman who tried to come out, and she actually tried out.
84?
84 years old.
Wow.
84 years old. She actually went through the drills. Nobody hit her.
She went through
like
the
that.
Drills?
But she did the running and all that. She was 84 years old.
We could have set her up with Sid Hartman.
Yeah, that was a few years back.
Is she still around? Is she still with us? You know, we got this date coming up Sunday. That was really surprised you.
A few years back. And then the strangest thing was when a transgender male.
Tried to sneak in?
He wanted to play so bad, and he was going through the.
Was he up
change.
Front about it, or did he try to sneak it?
No, he was up front, and he would come to our games, and he would talk to me, and you know, he was like, he wished he could, and I was like, no, I mean, no,
can't go down that road.
No, no. So yeah, so those are the things that I saw.
Wow, that's some interesting stuff. More interesting stories from the Vixen when we come back.
This is Sports to the Max. Now heard from 7 to 9 on News Radio 830 WCCO.
844 and then some. Jordana Green coming up at 9 o'clock. Interesting show as she gets us into the weekend. Minnesota Vixen in studio with us. Emily Sundberg, if someone went out to a game for the first time, what would surprise them?
How hard the women hit.
Is that it?
You know, because they don't know what to expect. They think, oh, this is just going to be a little powder puffy type of thing. And, I mean, we're out there. We're in full pads, full uniform, everything, just like the guys wear. We're on the full football field, just like the guys. We play with a little bit smaller ball because our hands are smaller, but we're hard-nosed. We're in there pounding away. And
Julia, you mentioned you tore your ACL. Are you done playing?
Jessica.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, this season I am out.
Are you going to retire?
No.
No way?
I'm going to make a comeback like AP.
Really?
I sure am. I'll be back next season.
You're not even thinking of retiring.
It hasn't even crossed my mind.
Why? Why come back? What is it that you go, it's worth training and...
I love my teammates. I love the team. The coaching staff's amazing. I just, after being in it for, you know, only 3 years now, I still can't imagine my life without it.
So, Jessica, somebody calls you and they say, I heard you're on that team. What? I'm thinking about playing. What should I know about it? What do you tell them that you didn't know until you started playing with them?
That it's a time commitment. It takes dedication. But as long as you're willing to put in all the work and the effort, you know, you can turn your athletic abilities into football abilities and become a great player.
Julia, do you lift weights? How do you train?
I do not lift weights. I mean, I guess I did a little bit trying to get ready for the season, but then I guess I just focused a lot more on core workouts and running cardio for sure, because as a defensive back and a wide receiver, that's all I'm doing is running. There's more to it than running, but
More to it than running, but what you're saying is cardio is important.
Yeah, that's very important. I remember that I had a friend of mine telling me, you make sure that you're doing running, and you don't do it just, long distance running. You need to do it in little short spurts. Otherwise, you're going to get, so exhausted so fast because, you're running one play and you're sprinting and then you stop and then you sprint again and then you stop. And so you would think, oh, that'd be easier because I have a break. But no, it's really difficult. You got to make sure you're training yourself that way. And so I started out, doing long distance running, and it's not quite the training that, I needed.
Red, what is the reason that most women quit if they quit during the year? What happens or what dawns on them?
That it's too physical.
Is it physicality?
It is physical. And then, it is complex when you have to learn the routes.
And maybe
the
they
routes.
Weren't ready to take all that on
yeah,
at once?
Yeah, the routes like 82-12. That's a passing route. Like, if you can't get that, and you got to know what right. 8 is. 8 could be a hook. 8 could be,
But if you're the 8, you better know.
You better know. The hook, you better know. The curl, you better know. The wheel. All those numbers mean a different kind of route that you're running. So it's not just about hitting. It's about we got quarterbacks that got to read the defense, got to know when to run, when to pass it. It's got to do the breakdown. It's got to go through the counts, 3-2-1 of your receivers and all that, and throw accurate and stuff like that. It's serious. It's a serious game, and we take it very serious.
If you're going to hit, you better take it serious, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's a typical post-game party like? Is it a barbecue? Is it everybody meets at a house? What do? Sometimes those are the best times.
Post-game, we usually have a place it's Carboni Pizza. Yeah.
Down in Farmington.
Down in Farmington. So we'll pick
Let
a place
afterwards. Let
them
eat one
afterwards.
Up for you.
Yeah. And then the other team can come and stuff, too. And
those are some of the best times, aren't they?
Well, sometimes. It all depends on how the game goes.
How the game goes. We can forget about it either
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I'm not too friendly. I don't like to talk to them afterwards.
You mean to the other team? Or
no, not
team?
At all. I don't like to talk to the other team. Not to be mean or nothing, just like we're not friends. I don't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I just try to, hit you.
Yeah.
And hurt your quarterback.
You
I don't want
to my house, and these are the rules. Right?
That's right. I don't want to. Yeah. So.
All right. Next game, Emily. If people want to come out and watch.
Our next game is actually over Memorial Day weekend. It's Saturday, May 24th. It's at 7 p.m. and it's at Farmington High School. And we actually have Bob Cratch. He's a former Giant and New England
sure.
Patriot. He was a 1990 Super Bowl champ. He's going to be out there signing autographs and doing the coin toss.
The official coin toss, yeah.
Yep. Actually, in last game, we had Natalie Darwitz out. The
yep.
Coin
Olympic. Toss again?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So May 24th, again, at 7 p.m. at Farmington. And we've got all of our details on our website at mnvixen.com. We also have a Facebook page that we can update that really easy, and that's Minnesota Vixen Women's Football as well.
Thank you so much for coming in. I enjoyed it very much.
Can I give a shout out? Because yeah. if I don't give a shout out, Mike, then I might not be able to get in the house. So I want to say shout out to Nay and Queen the Cat. Thanks,
I
everybody.
I don't know what that means, but they do, and that's what's important, right?
Yeah,
okay,
Queen the
Kitty.
Okay,
it's my turn to do a shout out. It's my daughter's 7th birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Ruby. I love you.
First grade?
She's in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Yep.
Oh, that's
happy
cool.
birthday, Ruby.
Thanks for coming in. That's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
MNVixen.com, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Jordan and Green around the corner. Stay with us.
News Radio 830 WCCO.
New bumper music coming soon. Nothing wrong with it. Johnny, we just need to upgrade once in a while, right? Need to freshen it up.
Yeah, it's true. But I do love, if you're in it on Friday, I love running this as your route music on a Friday.
This is good music.
It's good. It's good stuff.
My problem is, I know a song that I like, but I have no idea who sings it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not that up on the artist.
It takes a while sometimes to get back into a flow of, I was not listening to mainstream music for a while. Listen more underground stuff, but once you get back into it and listen to some of the radio stations, you'll figure it out.
I don't listen to any other radio stations, though.
Then you've got a problem.
Yeah. No, I'm just loyal to CCO. If I work here, if they pay me here, then doggone it, that's where I'm locking in. You know what I'm saying?
It's good programming here.
Yeah, darn right there. It's good people here. Like Jordana Green. You there, Jordana? What's wrong with my headset? Okay, now I'm set. Jordana, how are you?
Over the top fabulous. How are you, sir?
Good. What's on the weekend agenda?
Oh, my. Well, really, this weekend? Okay, well, my folks are in town.
Awesome.
Because my kids are in a play, so that's why they're here. But I'm considering the butterfly exhibit at the Arboretum. What about you?
I got a wedding to go to tomorrow. There's old neighbor where I grew up in Gaylord, Minnesota. They had three boys. We had three boys. They were much younger than us, and we watched them. You know, it was kind of like the we got to watch ourselves again grow up.
Oh,
and one
so
of them
nice.
Is growing up to a point now where he's in his 30s and highly successful and getting married. And I can't wait to be there because it's going to be all the old Gaylord folk, you know?
That is so fun. Are you bringing the whole family or is it just kind of a boys thing?
It's no, the whole family. And I get to see all the, you know, anytime I'm around the folks from Gaylord, I'm a happy camper. You know what I mean?
Oh, you
it's like I'm so home,
sweet.
You know?
You are the sweetest.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And then, of course, you know, I mean, the state will stand still, of course, on Sunday with Sid Hartman Day.
Oh, hello. First of all, some of those promos. Did you read Dan Cook's blog on WCCO.com?
No, I didn't have time to. John Williams says you got to read it.
He tells a story about the first time he met Sid, and he was a young buck reporter.
Yep.
And apparently you were in the press box at the Twins with
him. He claims this. I don't recall this.
You don't remember the story that he told?
No, he's told me this story, but I don't know it to be true because I don't remember it.
Okay, it's true because Dan said, and you don't remember, so you were probably drunk at the time, and Dan knows
no,
the truth.
No.
And it's a great story, so I'm going with Dan.
No, I remember one time in the press box, as we go down Sid Hartman Lane, there was this gentleman, they used to have free hot dogs in the press box, right?
Oh, nice.
And there was this gentleman, and he was not, he was not small.
Fat?
And
okay, here you go.
And he wanted to meet Sid Hartman, so he comes to me. Well, it's not my job to introduce people to Sid Hartman, you know?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But I thought, well, I'll oblige, you know? And so I call him. Well, the guy's got two hot dogs and mustard on each one. And Sid comes along by. Sid, this is, I won't say his name, so-and-so. He works with so-and-so. Sid looks at him, doesn't shake his hand, says, how many of those hot dogs are you going to eat tonight, buddy?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's not okay, Sid. He wasn't even old then.
No. He's always been old since I knew him, but I love him so much, man.
Oh,
he's
I
just
love
been,
it.
I can't even, you know. Tuesdays with Maury, I'll write a book someday. Sundays with Sid because we do our TV show every night and we go out to eat. And, I mean, just over the years, so many different things we've done, you know. So what's coming up tonight?
You know, I got a big show like I always do, my friend. I got a big show.
Yeah, party show.
I'm actually going to talk with the people from 48 Hours. They have this amazing murder mystery story that they have been covering for 8 years. And, you know,
I love that show.
Yep. Do you love it? I love it
Saturday nights before I go on the air, I try to watch some of it, you know.
I love Erin Moriarty. She's been there forever. She is such like a hardcore crime reporter. And I was so honored to speak with her today. And she's telling us this 8-year murder mystery story. And she says, yes, there's resolution. Of course, she can't tell us what it is because
we'll leave the mystery on hold. We got to go. Have a great weekend and a great show. Jordana Green
you
next
too, love.
On CCL.